Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You've just added to the fuel tank, and it keeps these engines healthy. When you start driving, I'll put some in your car, too.
Which one do I get?
How much money you got?
At every fill-up, or when you store, start with Stable.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up, then spraying my Febreze Air Mist.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Haw will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I got the job in Manhattan.
Do you have a warm enough winter coat? What about your car?
I'm selling it with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer.
How?
I enter my license plate number, miles, condition, upload photos, and boom, an official cash offer from a local dealership.
A cash offer instantly? Oh, did you call Aunt Stella? She's right there in Massachusetts.
Mom, I literally just got the job.
Not everything is as simple as selling your car with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is The Score. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I'm going to give you something that I don't think is talked about a lot with Caleb Williams.
How about
I think is real positive. Everybody talks about, you know, the so-called Mahomes element, okay? And let's put that aside, because to use an educational term, it's really hard to major in Mahomes. He's just a special cat. And you don't want to start thinking that every quarterback that comes in the league is like Patrick Mahomes. What I really like about Caleb Williams is he really controls the ball exceptionally well. And what I mean by that is he can place the ball exactly where he wants to place it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's our buddy Greg Cosell from NFL Films, and he's on with Rich Eisen talking about Caleb Williams, the presumptive. He's the first overall.
Yeah, he's going to be the first overall pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty much presuming. It'd be a faulty assumption to think otherwise.
And I think we're all fairly excited about that fact, or at least if some people are not, then you should get excited because this is a guy. You just now that we're getting closer and closer to the draft and the reality of him as the number one overall pick, you're hearing all sorts of people that might have been hesitant or might have been kind of trying to figure things out who are now sort of agreeing.
I think so. Yeah. A consensus has been louder and more cohesive, maybe more convincing. We heard from Greg Cosell there. I spoke with Mark Schlereth yesterday for the Take the North podcast, which drops this morning, and he explained some of the nuances of college football being different from the NFL, but why he believes that Caleb Williams will be equipped to handle that transition because it's not always as easy as some people assume that it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I heard Greg Cosell there say about the ball control, I thought he was talking about possession, you know, maintaining and eliminating those fumbles that were such a bugaboo for him at USC. He's talking about accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
And the accuracy that Caleb Williams throws with is going to be what convinces people that, boy, everybody was right about this kid.
Yes.
This is what all the fuss is about.
Well, and with all due respect to everyone that has been here or played here or left here, I think you're going to see a noticeable difference in that particular ability come the next season. I think it's going to be fairly apparent that this guy can deliver the ball wherever it needs to go. And, you know, I love the idea, David, that the Bears are taking the right player with the number one pick, and they're going to follow that up by staying in the first round and taking another gift, if you will, a multiplier of sorts, a guy that helps you negotiate how difficult the wide receiver position is becoming in the league. I'd love to see that happen, and I hope that happens. I'll be very curious. There's a lot of pushback on that. There's a lot of people that seem to believe that the fact that the Bears used as much of their draft picks to make moves to bring in other players means they need more picks to get more players. I can't say I agree with that.
I can't say that I do this year either. It's a season to season, case by case basis that we talk about these things because what's become the draft has become this huge thing. It is the highlight of the off season, really, because it's a buildup. It's an industry all itself. And so I think what happens is that there's so many fans of the draft that we become enamored with this idea that you need as many picks as possible. You've got to get more picks. You have one pick, well, we'll trade it back and get more. I think Bill Belichick made it popular because he did it so well. The Bears have had success. A lot of teams have. Jimmy Johnson, you go all sorts of historic examples. But I think what it does is it makes you think that that is always going to be the way to go. Some years it's not. This is maybe the exception to the rule. I think when you're the Bears, you do look at what you've done with your draft capital. You've invested wisely. Keenan Allen, Montez Sweat, Ryan Bates. And now you have a chance to use that ninth pick. You don't need it to multiply into more to get maybe two B-plus players. Stay at nine. Get an A player, a guy that you can plug and play from day one.
Yeah, I agree with that, David. I think that as I remember Belichick's draft and when he was the wizard of the draft, any draft that he felt had depth to it and had good players, he would stay in the draft. And any time he felt like it was a weak draft and there weren't enough players, that's when he would make his moves and trade out of the draft. So his overall understanding of the players available in the draft would influence really kind of speak to whether he stayed in it, whether he moved for more picks, whatever he was that he was going to do. I don't know that this is the deepest draft that I've ever seen. And I think that there are certain positions where there are some good players late. But when I think about even that, when I think about the idea that there are three top receivers who can totally influence the future of a different organization. Listen, all you got to do is look at Houston a year ago. They were in worse shape than the Bears, mm-hmm. and they became a playoff team because they made the right pick at the right time.
That's an interesting example because of what we always say about Caleb Williams being to the Bears, what C.J. Stroud was to the Texans.
Here's hoping.
But the other part of that we don't often discuss is that the Texans did that because they also got the number one defensive player in the draft. They got Will Anderson, who at the time was coming in rated as a top defensive player. And they got the top offensive player in C.J. Stroud. The Bears, likewise.
Could do that if they wanted
they
to.
They could do that if they wanted to.
Yep.
That's the fun about the conversation. And I don't know if it's pushback or a debate or just a conversation about the various options they have at number nine. They have the luxury. They have the luxury that really they're all good options.
Yep.
They're as just like it was, I think, back in the beginning of the offseason, the debate, Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, we said one's a good decision, the other one's better. This outcome is the same. At nine, you could go edge rusher, you could go offensive tackle, you could go wide receiver, and you could feel good and defend each of those decisions.
I'm not arguing with that. I just think that sometimes whatever the gift is that is given to you, I know Rome Odunze is the kind of player who could be a really high draft pick in a different draft.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's the third receiver off the board in this draft, but he does do so many things and helps you in so many ways. And that goes for Marvin Harrison Jr. That goes for Malik Nabers. Those are the three top guys. If one of those guys or a choice of those guys lands at number nine, my feeling is take the gimme. You know, the draft is going to gift you a player at number nine. And whether you can trade down two picks or three picks or whatever, you want to take a shot and take a chance. I mean, we'll see how it works out. But I want them to have multipliers. You know, what we've seen from the Bears, the way they've built this team up has been via the trade market. They went out and they traded that pick and they brought in a great wide receiver who had a great year last year. And then they traded another pick and they brought in an edge rusher who had a great year last year. And I think that DJ Moore and Montez Sweat have changed the way you look at the Bears because those are the two best players, one on offense, one on defense. But I don't know that going into free agency helps you a hell of a lot. The team that wins free agency often loses the season. I don't know that trading all your assets is the smartest way to go, but the Bears have succeeded at doing that. I do know that the way to build a football team is with the draft and make the right pick in the draft, and that's how you build up a football team.
So a lot of opinions out there. You referenced a couple of them. Tony Pauline, who is a draft analyst for Sportskeeda, I believe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he tweeted out yesterday, if the Bears go pass catcher at number nine, quote, it will come down to, wait for it, Brock Bowers or Rome Odunze. Bowers was in Chicago on Tuesday for an official 30 visit. So that's from Tony Pauline on Twitter. And then Daniel Jeremiah, the guy who gave us the notion of the confetti test. Does your quarterback pass the confetti test? Can you imagine him being a guy that wins a Super Bowl and celebrating amid confetti? He said that, quote, looking at potential trade spots and thought this was interesting. The Bears trade up from 9 to 6 to take Joe Alt. I know they have a functional left tackle right now, but Alt and Darnell Wright would be an incredible tandem to protect Caleb Williams for a decade. Ideally for a 2025 pick and a pick swap.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to argue that idea. It's hard to argue a guy that can line up and give you protection and go there for 10 years and make your line significantly better. Again, I think we're missing a lot of information on that.
That may be one of those things that I would need some time to kind of absorb. Initially, I'm hesitant to move up. I don't know if this is logically sound. I would be hesitant if I'm the Bears to move up to draft Joe Alt to number six, even though I believe that if they were in a position to move up to, say, fifth to draft Marvin Harrison Jr., I would do that.
The thing with Joe Alt that I find really interesting is that the Bears offensive line coach was kind of running his workout day. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine they have a pretty good relationship. If your offensive line coach came in and got on a table and was, you know, yelling, "We will bury you," as he pounded,
I would hope
his
that the
slipper.
Legs were sturdy, especially with SEMO.
Chris Morgan.
Chris Morgan would break that table.
If he
it
were,
would collapse.
But my point is simply,
it's a good point.
You know, I think that's a legitimate question
you,
to ask.
You trust your offensive line coaches as much as you trust any coach in your building, right? Ideally.
No doubt about it.
They're the guys that establish maybe the tempo of your offense. They're the juice guys. They're the guys that at 6:15 in the morning are running around without caffeine, ready to go. If Chris Morgan was felt a conviction that the Bears should draft Joe Alt, then I think that it would be very persuasive, especially if he's appealing to two former offensive linemen in Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham.
Yeah.
That's an easy argument to make, right?
That's interesting. I
it would be.
I find that an interesting idea. But I look at the Bears, you know, at their offensive line, and I got some questions.
Yeah, I think they're good questions. I think the center is still a question mark, even though they got two guys to do one job. I think left tackle is still a question mark, even though Braxton Jones has been serviceable, not spectacular in the first two seasons. But
I don't know about the right guard or the left guard, David. I'm not sure about either guy.
Yeah, I like Tevin Jenkins.
I just worry about injury.
I do too.
He's been hurt a lot.
I think if he stays healthy, you got to assume health. But he's a guy that you can win with. I think we need to agree on this. We don't need to agree on this, but
we
must
agree.
I think I want to have a consensus on this at least. We're not going to come in here on Friday morning, a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bears trade up to get a player of Alt status, of Marvin Harrison Jr. status, and they give up a 2025 first-round draft pick, I think we need to agree that we're not going to complain about giving up too much to move up for a move that bold. Because in either case, I think you could justify doing that for a team constructed the way the Bears are to contend for a playoff spot now. You in? You're so wedded to the idea that draft picks in the future matter so much that you want to protect them.
I don't think I'm wedded to any idea, and I don't think that's what I would do. I do think that if you had an opportunity to match, whether it be an offensive tackle or a wide receiver to a young quarterback, you know, that sounds pretty spectacular.
It does. And that's why you would be willing to give up next year's first round draft pick.
Can I ask you a dumb question that I know no one wants to hear about, but do you feel that Velus Jones is going to make this team? And do you feel that he's going to be the return guy on this team? Do you feel like that's one of the positions we talked about, the punter?
Yeah, I do.
And it was laughable.
I do.
You think he's okay?
And that's a different question.
Okay.
You said, is he going to make this team? Is he going to be the returner? I think with certain guys, regimes have to exhaust every option.
Their returner just signed with San Francisco. He just went back to San Francisco.
How much of a returner was he really?
I mean, he was here
for 5 minutes.
I'm not lamenting it.
Yeah.
He was here for a year.
You're going to miss a guy who can barely remember his name. Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor?
Yes.
Nobody's going to miss Taylor. I don't know if you have run out of patience yet if you're Ryan Poles and you're talking about Velus Jones. I know that he's tested it. I know that he is one of these guys that's very frustrating to have in the building and watch on Sundays. But I don't think that you're going to give up on him because, number one, he was your first offensive player that you drafted, right? He was third round. And number two, athletically, he still has the skill set and the traits that general managers, football guys fall in love with and are always going to give every last chance to. So Velus Jones, I think, will be on the roster. I think you probably will be penciled in as the return guy, and he'll be a specialist. And that presence on the roster will trigger you because he is the one guy on this roster that tends to trigger you.
Let me just say that in terms of the Bears trading up to get a player like Joe Alt, or, you know, didn't we read that Marvin Harrison Jr. has tanked his offseason because he wants to be on the Bears?
He only took two visits. He only took two visits. One was to Chicago.
Super weird.
I can hear just Gus Johnson now.
Weird
Maserati
idea.
Marv in Chi-Town.
Yeah, I think that's I don't think a guy should actually try to tank his draft status when he winds up with the Bears.
Yeah.
But that's me. But the idea that you would get a player of that quality, one of those two guys, I can't. I mean, you're chasing glory. I like the idea that you're trying to get the best players out there. I don't hang on to a second-round pick next year thinking, oh, no, you can't trade that because you got to get – I just – whatever they believe is going to make their team best.
Do it now.
Then I'm okay with it.
Do it now.
If you want to trade a draft pick in the future, go right ahead.
Good. I think it's a wise choice. By the way, I would only quibble with one thing that you said there.
Uh-oh.
No, it's a quibble. It's not a lament. It's not strong enough to be a lament or a protest. It's a quibble. I think that if I were Marvin Harrison Jr., I would look at Caleb Williams coming to Chicago, being able to play in a market that you clearly respect. This market, he's, you know, the son of a Hall of Famer who played in Indianapolis and made his own way. I think if I'm Marvin Harrison Jr., I totally would try to maybe engineer my way to a city that loves football and play with a quarterback that can get me the football. Absolutely.
See, I mean, I'm not sure they're there yet. I mean, I know what you're saying about Caleb Williams, and I don't know if they have a relationship or anything like that, but I want to see how the offense coordinator and the quarterback, how they mesh in terms of the scheme of the play calling, of every element of it before I'm taken to go somewhere.
Fair enough. Maybe we bring some of this audio back tomorrow, but Mark Schlereth on the Take the North podcast, very high on Shane Waldron.
Good. I hope.
Very high.
You know, as I said to you, it's going to be great to see who they take. And the minute they're done, we're going to shift our focus to how do you get this guy, how do you make him the best, how do you get him. I'm just saying, that's going to be something that we're going to be following going into the season and certainly in the first, you know, half entirety of the season.
Draft coverage right here on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
All right, 312-644-6767, Mullion Haw on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ford has a very unusual spelling of his last name. P as in Peter, F as in Frank, and then double A, D as in dog, and then T. Here's a swing and a foul back and out of play. So P-F-A-A-D-T. And it's pronounced fought, as in I fought the law and the law won. Who sang that song back in the day?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Great song.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Yes.
The Clash did a version of that at one point. They weren't the originators.
No,
but they
Pat
did
and
sing
Ron
it.
Having fun there.
That's great stuff.
The Bobby Fuller Four.
Bobby Fuller Four.
Yeah.
Oh, they were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
I believe
what
they
year
were,
did you see them?
They were better than the Beatles, if they I'm not mistaken.
I don't think that I have ever been to the one of their concerts, but it was way back in 1959.
There was the Fab Four, and then there was the Fuller Four.
The Bobby Fuller Four. It sounds like a pitching rotation. Who was the fifth man? Now, 1959. They didn't have five-man rotations yet. This is Bobby Fuller Four.
Bobby Fuller Four before the Beatles.
Pre-Beatles.
Pre-Beatles.
Yeah, pre-Beatles.
But the Clash did do a version
It was on
that.
The A-side of an album called The Sweet Love.
Okay.
Rock and roll. I'm surprised that Ron Coomer. I'm surprised that Ron Coomer did not know that. Ron Coomer, former Minneapolis DJ, rock DJ.
Well, I wouldn't brush
Come
off
on, Coom.
The idea that he didn't know it.
You think he was just that playing
was a,
along?
That was a Fuller Brush joke for those of us that are old.
Fuller Brush? Is that, are they a sponsor? Because if they are, I want to hear Pat describe the uniforms.
Yeah, I think when Ron, we'll talk to Ron about it, but I think when he was being a DJ, if I recall, that they were still selling cigarettes on the radio.
I don't think so.
They were advertising different types of, you know, your throat won't be sore if you smoke a Camel, that kind of stuff, right?
That wasn't that long ago.
Or that was in the 1950s.
I think Coom was 40s? A DJ before, right before he came to the Cubs.
Oh, okay. Coom's a great music man.
Like classic rock, you think?
I think it had to be classic rock. I mean, you could see Coom just headbanging music, getting ready like before a game against the Tigers in the cage.
What do you think he had in his Walkman?
Oh, he had some. Yeah, what would Coom have in his Walkman?
Well, Bruce Springsteen. He's a big Bruce guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
That's more 35th and Shield.
Oh, well, he's a South Sider, buddy.
Well, it is. I'm just saying they use that music at. I mean, Thunderstruck is a song that is associated with White Sox baseball.
Mm-hmm. We have a texter wants to know if Bruce remembers. Seeing the Bobby Fuller Four, or maybe
I'll ask him Saturday.
The formation of that group.
I'll ask him Saturday when we're interviewing some guest that's you're gonna resent
during that, chin music.
Yeah, during chin music. Thank you, Dustin. Regular listener.
Back in the day, we used to. Dave Manthey was the old high school writer, and we used to always like, "Hey, Mr. Maine, what was Red Grange like in high school?" Like we would ask him about anybody you've ever heard of about their high school career, like you just did with Bruce earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I like to tease Bruce.
I like that.
He definitely is. He takes it well. He takes it pretty well for the most part. Most Saturdays he does. Some Saturdays maybe not so much. Yeah, I can't remember what the station was in Minneapolis, but I'm pretty sure that Ron Coomer was a rock and roll DJ.
I think you may be drawing conclusions that are not in evidence, and by that I mean. If I'm not mistaken, Prince came from Minneapolis, from that area. You never know if Ron was playing a little basketball or going to a late night club at, whatever it's called, the purple,
Can you see Coom introducing When the Doves Cry? Can you see that?
I think that was a beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Beautiful song right here on Minneapolis's rock station. I don't know.
I would imagine, though, that as much as you might want to hear Bobby Fuller or whomever it might be.
The Bobby Fuller Four.
Okay.
Show some respect.
I'm telling you, I would imagine that if you're in Minneapolis, you're just playing Prince. That's all you just.
There's got to be one station that is just all Prince all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
That's right. We're Prince. We've lost Prince. It's not good.
Little Red Corvette. What's your favorite Prince song?
It might be When Doves Cry.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a great song.
Pretty universal.
Yeah. But I mean, I like his catalog. I like, I remember Little Red Corvette. That was a fun song.
Fun song.
Tonight I'm going to party like it's 1999. Fun stuff.
You go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Do that. Not too much though. We got to be big show tomorrow. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Brandon never misses a beat, does he? Never misses an opportunity.
See what David did there?
See there? He misses a beat.
Yeah, no, I saw him at the old Rosemont Horizon.
I saw him at the Super Bowl.
You got to see him.
I saw him at the Super Bowl.
That was one of the greatest.
That was awesome.
I was in the second row. I got there very early. My wife, she was pregnant with one of our.
Clarify, not at the Super Bowl, at the Super Bowl press conference. You were in the second row.
Well, I was at the press conference for Prince, and he comes out, and I believe they made an announcement that contrary to all the rumors, Prince is more than happy to take questions, and somebody yelled out a question, and his response was to play like three or four songs.
Yes.
It was, we were just sitting there, and I had my wife on the phone because she was at home pregnant at the time, and she was a Prince fan, and I held up the phone so she could hear that concert, and it was awesome.
It was
she
a really great moment.
It was wonderful.
The Fort Lauderdale Convention Center, was that where it was, if I recall correctly? Wasn't that where the media headquarters was that year the Bears were in the Super Bowl? Molly?
I'm totally locked in.
I know you're like, okay, I lost you.
Can I tell you? Okay. This is the honest to God truth. I've got to finish whatever your Prince story is.
No, I have an unbelievable story. I'm asking you a question.
I beg your pardon.
That was at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I believe that's correct.
Good. Answered.
Yeah, it was in Miami.
Answered.
Yeah.
Good.
And it rained during his performance, as I recall. I believe it was pouring rain that night.
You're talking two different.
Oh, I'm talking about the press conference, and then I said when he performed at the Super Bowl.
All right, fine.
Can I read this?
Please do.
Some guy just texted in, and I mean, I again, Google Bobby Fuller, very bizarre. Within months of I Fought the Law becoming a top 10 hit, Fuller was found dead in an ambulance. Oh, my God, this thing just jumped. Dead in an automobile parked outside his Hollywood apartment. The Los Angeles deputy medical examiner, Jerry Nelson, performed the autopsy, according to Dean Coopers. The report states that Bobby's face, chest, and side were covered in, I don't even know this word, petechial hemorrhages, probably caused by gasoline vapors and the summer heat. Found no bruises, no broken bones, no cuts, evidence of beating. He further explains that boxes of suicide or accident were checked. Both were. But next to the boxes were question marks. Despite the official cause of death, some commentators believe he was murdered.
Okay.
I mean,
you lost
me. You literally brought this guy up, and who knew that after that song, like shortly after that song.
I'm getting killed today for answering questions and providing facts.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Isn't that a weird one?
It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy coincidence.
Because I thought to myself as we were listening to that song, that's a good song. I wonder what happened. Well, turns out. Something happened. We don't know what.
Bobby Fuller 4, the mystery continues.
That's right. The Bobby Fuller 3, no longer touring.
No longer touring. Great song, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat Hughes, for that moment back in time.
Wow.
They had a lot of fun.
I can't believe we did a deep dive on Bobby Fuller.
Deep dive on Bobby Fuller. And you can do a deep dive on the Cubs tonight. Marlins Cubs back in action. Hopefully the rain. I'm kind of coming around here. People are talking me out of the idea that they're telling me a doubleheader might be good for the Cubs, might be bad for the score. Busy day tomorrow. busy day. So I think that if they can get the game in. Cubs need another W. They can beat the Marlins. They're playing. They're pitching. It's A.J. Puck against Jameson Taillon, presumably.
Presumably Taillon. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Taylor McGregor tweeted that out last night. I saw that on X at some point.
That matchup?
Jameson Taillon was going to pitch.
See, the Cubs have not made any.
Tommy Hotovy told you that he was going to pitch.
I'm getting grief on the text line for asking Hotovy about it, then asking Bruce about it, and not having an answer to
Hotovy it. Hotovy told you guys that Jameson Taillon was going to pitch.
But they didn't announce it.
But he told us. He said it on this show.
I know, but he didn't tell us that they're bringing up Hayden Wisniewski.
Well, and you didn't ask him about that. You asked him what the plan was for Jameson Taillon.
I love Tommy, but Hayden Wisniewski, I asked him about young pitchers and what's next and all these things. He didn't tell me Hayden Wesnitzki was on a flight to Phoenix.
Wow. David clearly peeved with Tommy Hotovy. At that point, he wasn't on a flight.
I'm not peeved at Tommy. Tommy does a great job. He's always punctual. He's one of our best guests.
I love Tommy.
The consummate pro. He did say that Jameson Taillon was pitching tonight, even though the Cubs haven't made it official because maybe they haven't decided which pitcher to send down or to sit out.
If you listen closely to Tommy's his opening, he talks about, you asked him about, I think we were at training camp, about going back and taking a class on baseball statistics. He did that at Boston University.
Yes, he did.
My daughter goes to Boston University. So I'm going to suggest she take the baseball class.
So does hockey player Celebrini.
I know. Yeah, they're both freshmen there.
What's his first name?
Macklin.
Macklin.
Yeah.
How could I forget Macklin?
I don't know. It's a very...
That's why I said hockey player.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Macklin Celebrini. Mac. Yeah.
For sure.
But my daughter went to a Boston Red Sox game, I think the day after Patriot Day. Some of her friends... We have been to a Boston Red Sox game.
That was Tuesday.
I took the kids. I believe she went Tuesday. And we asked, how was the game? And she responded, well, it went into overtime. So I think my takeaway is that Mayor doesn't really care a lot about baseball, even though we've been to plenty of preseason
games.
That's
a good one.
We've been to Milwaukee.
That's a good one. We had a discussion yesterday after you left about things that were pet peeves of mine. Going into overtime, a baseball game, going into overtime is as probably much on the list as points. When Joe Maddon used to refer to points instead of runs.
Points.
Well, that points in baseball.
Did you have a conclude? Did you guys have an argument or a conclusion about the skipper and manager?
Some bad blood.
So have we got a resolution on that?
Yeah, is it to not use it ever again.
Okay.
No, the resolution is that what you don't want to do.
Yes.
This is a fact. You don't call the manager of a Major League Baseball team coach.
No.
That has been.
You call him Skip.
That has been established.
Okay.
There was more established than that, but okay, that's one of the things.
That's the only thing they see.
Well, that's kind of black and white. I don't think there's any gray. Major League Baseball managers do not like to be called coach.
This also black and white. When you say skipper, it annoys me.
And that's
which is
fair.
Why you will probably hear referenced between 5 and 5:30 weekdays here on the Score.
I feel like we have to say skipper now. If that's what you're going to be about.
Yeah, there's no gray or ambiguity there. You're just going to.
Well, thanks, little buddy.
Okay. Somebody texted me the skipper's real name, Jonas Crumby, something like that.
Is
that
right? 3 hour
yeah.
Tour.
Huh. We're getting all sorts of skipper feedback.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island, love that show.
I don't know that I love that show. I found it somewhat frustrating that they couldn't get off the island.
Very frustrating.
They would just, it was so close and they kept following up. But I do think that the cast of characters was interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Speaking of the professor,
yes.
What do you think they do with Kyle Hendricks?
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know.
Well, after Jameson Taillon pitches later today, we'll find out.
They're gonna drop him and Marianne.
I think maybe there's something to that, though. The Jameson Taillon thing, even though Marquis mentioned it on the broadcast, Taylor McGregor tweeted out, and Tommy Hotovy previewed it yesterday, I don't think they know what the corresponding move is. And maybe it's related to Kyle Hendricks. Maybe it's related to him staying in Arizona, perhaps, to work on some things. I don't know.
It's interesting.
It is. I want to know.
Well, I understand wanting to know, and I think we're all curious about it. But I think the reality is, you know, what is the old line? You know, you Jameson Taillon, learn to love him. He's not going anywhere. They've given him some money. He's going to be here. You got to hope that he's more like the guy that closed the year than the guy that started the year last year. But
I'm in on him.
Yeah, I think he's. I think he's. They're in on him too.
I think they have to be.
Yes,
as you just said. Also, last year might have been the aberration. You hope that he starts out, and imagine Cub fans, if you let yourself get lost in this kind of possibility right now for a moment. What if Jameson Taillon is as good as they thought he would be this year?
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
he came in with high expectations. What if he's that guy?
That's what you hope. You hope he's at least, if he's not that guy right away, he's heading toward that, and he shows hints of it today.
Yep.
And this, again, is not a great Marlins team. I know they made the playoffs last year, kind of got lucky.
What do you got?
Kind of got
Tim
a
Anderson?
Hot burger.
Why don't you like Tim Anderson?
I love Tim Anderson. You know I do. I will never forget that home run into the corn.
It was great.
It really chokes me
it's
up.
A great moment. If he homers tonight, does he bat flip?
I hope so.
I do too.
Just for Dustin.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we've got Dan and Lawrence. They're going to join us next. Today is, I believe, Thursday. Yeah, so It's not late. It's Dan and Lawrence. It's Mully and Hall at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 the score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.